You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and in this episode of the Injury Helpline Podcast, we're taking a hard look at one of the most alarming trends in modern transportation, pedestrian collisions involving rideshare vehicles. Did you know these accidents have increased by over 200% in major cities since services like Uber and Lyft launched? From distracted drivers to confusing insurance claims, we'll walk you through the tangled web of liability and what victims and their families need to know if they've been hit by a rideshare vehicle. Whether you're a pedestrian, a passenger, or a driver, this is one episode you won't want to miss.
Those numbers are truly alarming. And what's even more concerning is how many of these cases involve drivers trying to manage multiple apps while navigating unfamiliar streets?
You know what really complicates these situations? The insurance coverage tiers. When a rideshare driver hits a pedestrian, the coverage can range from basic personal insurance to a $1 million commercial policy, all depending on their status at the time of the accident.
Let me add something interesting about that. Many drivers actually switch between multiple rideshare platforms during their shifts, which can create real confusion about which company's insurance applies.
That's exactly why these cases get so complex. I was looking at a recent case where a driver was toggling between three different apps while driving in downtown Chicago at night. The constant app switching, combined with rain and poor visibility, led to a serious pedestrian collision.
That's precisely why having proper legal representation through services like the Injury Helpline is so crucial. They understand these unique circumstances and can connect victims with specialized attorneys.
Let's break down what makes these cases so different from regular pedestrian accidents. First, you've got the corporate structure of rideshare companies intentionally classifying drivers as independent contractors. Then there's the complex web of insurance coverage, and finally, the technological evidence aspect.
Speaking of technology, I've been reading about how attorneys are now using app logs and GPS data to reconstruct these accidents. It's fascinating how detailed this information can be.
Well, here's something most people don't realize. Rideshare companies track their drivers' behavior patterns, including hard braking, rapid acceleration, and speeding. This data can be crucial in establishing a pattern of unsafe driving.
That kind of evidence must be gathered quickly, though, right? I imagine there's a limited window to access some of this data.
Exactly right. And that's why immediate action is so crucial. Through the Injury Helpline's 24/7 free consultation service, victims can connect with attorneys who know exactly what evidence to preserve and how to obtain it.
The timing element is so critical here. Many people don't realize how quickly crucial evidence can disappear.
Let me share something surprising about the damages in these cases. Beyond immediate medical expenses, we're seeing long-term implications. Ongoing physical therapy, lost earning capacity, and even psychological trauma from the incident.
You know what's often overlooked? The impact on someone's ability to work remotely. Even minor injuries can affect their ability to type or sit at a desk for long periods.
That's a great point about modern workplace implications. And here's another factor. Many of these accidents happen during surge pricing periods, when drivers are more likely to rush between high-demand areas.
The economic pressures on these drivers really create a perfect storm of risk factors.
Speaking of risk factors, let's talk about what someone should do immediately after being hit by a rideshare vehicle. The steps are crucial. Seek medical attention, even if you feel fine. Document everything about the scene and contact the Injury Helpline for a free consultation.
Those initial steps can make such a difference in the outcome of these cases.
You know what's interesting? Even if someone was partially at fault, like stepping off the curb too early, they might still have a valid claim. Many states use comparative negligence laws that allow for partial recovery of damages.
That's such important information that many people don't know about. The legal complexities really show why having professional help matters.
Looking at the broader picture, these cases are actually changing how rideshare companies operate. Some now require mandatory rest periods for drivers, and others have implemented new safety features in their apps.
Those policy changes really highlight how serious this issue has become.
And here's something crucial to remember. The consultation through the Injury Helpline is completely free. There's no risk in getting professional advice about your situation. and most personal injury attorneys work on a contingency basis.
That's really important for people to know. They can get help 24/7 without worrying about upfront costs.
Well, as we wrap up today's discussion, remember that if you're ever involved in a rideshare pedestrian collision, don't try to handle it alone. The Injury Helpline is available 24/7 to connect you with experienced attorneys who understand these complex cases.
And that free consultation could make all the difference in getting the compensation you deserve.